Good morning.
早安。
I have a wristwatch.
我有个手表。
This is the gift from Albert Hills, the University Hospital. After 30 years of service, I received this one as a gift.
我在医院里面做了这么多年哈，我退休的时候呢，我就是这个手表就是送给我一个礼物，医院送给我的。
There's a little date function on it.
也有那个日期的功用在里面。
But every other months, when the days only have 30 days, I have to put advance to the right date.
但是那一天如果是有31天的话呢，我还要用手去弄一下。
April had only 30 days.
四月只有30天。
And I forgot that one day advance it.
好了，我又忘记了再弄一天。
So it's still in May 5th.
所以今天还是五月五号。
But May 5th, 1968.
五月五号，1968年。
Did I say 58? 1968.
Yeah.1968年
50 years ago
50年前
But Sunday, the day like this in Japan
有一个礼拜天就好像今天这样是在日本那个地方
Missionary invited me to a special evangelistic meeting
有个宣教士邀请我去参加一个布道会
And 50 years ago, May 5thThe Lord saved me.
那么五十年前就是五月五号，那么神就主就对我说话。
50 years is a long time.
五十年是很长的一段时间。
There are so many things happened in 50 years.
有五十年中有很多事情发生。
So much of the trials and difficulties, agonizing moment.
那么有很多试炼的时候也是有很多痛苦的时候
But I can assure you the Lord is faithful
但是我能够保证的对你说我们的主是一位信实的神
As relate to what we are talking about I am so thankful that the Lord has kept me fromwrong teachings
我们今天所要讲的我就想起来就是说我的神呢保守我这么多年来可以不会被那个异端邪说来引导去他的那边
And so many times in the vulnerable moment that Satan will tempt
因为有时候我们在一个很容易被侵略的一个时候或者是我们很软弱的时候遇见危难的时候我们是很容易被那个魔鬼呢攻击我们的
And especially times like that there is a false teachers within me who wants to listen to the wrong teachings
特别是这个如今这个时代在我的里面常常有一个这个假的师父要我去顺从他的教导
Don't go to the church, what's the use?
这个假的师父说你不要去教会了有什么用呢
Why are you reading that old ancient books?
为什么你要念那本古老的书圣经呢
Why just don't you enjoy life?
为什么你不享受生命呢
And when we go through those difficult timesWe are vulnerable to listen to those voices, the wrong teachings.
很多时候，当我们落在一个很低落的一个地步的时候呢，很容易被侵犯的时候，我们就会落到这一种的试探当中，就会听从这种的教导。
And when you give away one step,
当你退了一步的时候
，a next step will follow.
你让了一步。另外一步又进来了。
In time, you realize you are far away from the Lord.
所以慢慢慢慢你就会觉得你就慢慢的远离你的主，远离这个真理了。
And that is the danger of wrong teachings.
这个就是这个啊、这个假的师父假的教导的这个危险。
Last week we learned about the work of the false teachers.
上个礼拜我们学习了关于这个假的师父假的老师的他们的工作。
But we didn't see the how dangerous they are.
但是我们还没有看到究竟这种假的师父所带给我们的那个危险是什么。
And so this week we are going to see the study the danger of false teachings or false teachers in our lives.
所以今天我们就要学习一下这些假的师父他们对我们生命的影响，他们的对我们生命的所造成的危险。
Let us arise and read the Matthew 17 to 20, first in English. Let us read together. Matthew 7, 15 to 20. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruit. Now in Chinese.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都不好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。
Gracious Father, Lord, we just commit this hour into you, your hands.
亲爱的恩主，我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
May your Spirit speak to our hearts the truth which is revealed in your word.
愿你的灵在我们心里面显示你的话语。
So we commit this hour to you.
我们把这个时间都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name，
我们奉奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. You may be seated. Now, last week we studied about false teachings, and we equated false prophets to false teachings in our days.
我们上个礼拜学到这个假先知的他们的工作。这些假先知就是我们现在如今的这些假的师父、假的老师。
They come as the wear these sheep's clothing.
他们啊、来到这里，他们披上羊皮。
And so today, the third point, we're going to study the predatory nature of the false teachers, ravenous wolves.
所以今天我们就要学习一下这个。假的师父、假的老师的他们的那种的抢掠、抢夺的方式，他们是残暴的狼。
According to Jesus, these false teachers are ravenous wolves.
根据耶稣所说的，这些假的先知、假的老师呢，他们是残暴的狼。
And this is a picture of the false teachers.
这个是这个。假的师父的一幅图画。
That they are here to take the prey on the sheep, devour the sheep.
他们要来抢夺这些羊，要吞吃这些羊。
And sad thing is, they are not even aware they are deceived.
很糟糕的就是这种假的老师，他们呢？自己都是被欺骗，他们也都不知道。
Yes, some have the intentions for desire for the material and personal gain.
这些的老师呢，他们都是很喜欢物质的东西，他们的欲望就是要自己得到一些物质的东西。
And the scripture calls them the messengers of Satan.
圣经上称呼他们是撒旦的差役。
2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14 say, For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as the apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的榜样，也模样。也这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
This is devastating to the sheep.
这个呢是对于羊来说呢是破坏那些羊的。
Because false teachers don't teach the whole truth.
因为呢假的师父他们呢并不会教导整个的真理。
This is why Jesus warns us.
所以耶稣在这里就警告我们。
And we should take this warning very seriously.
所以对于这个警告呢，我们要很小心的、很严厉的来看这些警告。
And 2 Peter 3:17 says, "You therefore, beloved." Knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
When it sounds good and make you feel good,And bring tears into your eyes. We think those are the good teachings.
有时候我们听人家讲，听起来呢，哦，好像很好，而且呢，令你也觉得很舒服，甚至呢，舒服到一个地步，你会流眼泪的。那么我们在想，这个是一个很好的教导。
When your emotions are stirred up,
当你的情感被被搅动的时候。
And then you feel you're really moved.
你觉得你好像是被真的被感动了。
Jesus says, "Beware."
主耶稣在这里说，你要小心。
Don't be deceived. They are the ravenous wolves to destroy your faith.
耶稣说，你不要被他们欺骗你，因为他们是残暴的狼，他们是要毁坏你的信心。
Isn't it terrible, though? What you enjoy to hear will destroy you.
当你享受一些的信息的时候，但是这些信息会毁坏你的，这个是不是一件很可怕的事呢？
And the tragedy is, you don't know about it.
更可悲的就是你根本就不知道。
The teaching must speak to our spirit first.
这些教导应该是对你心灵来说话。
Not to emotions first.
不是对你的那个情感方面。
Then our spirit is stirred up, raised high into the heavenward. Then the spirit will grab the hands of the emotion, says, rejoice. That's how it should be.
我们的灵先要被搅动，然后这个圣灵就可以帮助我们的情感方面，使我们的情感能够兴起来，来快乐起来。
But to first stir up the emotion and grab the hand of the spirit and say rejoice, that is not the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果是你的情感是先被搅动。那个情感来控制那个灵的话呢，这个就不是对的。
And so the false teachers, they don't do this by what they say, but by what unsaid.
所以呢，这些假的师父呢，他们不是做他们所讲的，乃是做他们没有讲的。
Remember when Paul called the elders of Ephesian churches?
你还记得吗？当保罗召聚以弗所的长老的时候，他对他们这样说。
He said, "For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God."
他说，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样必为不传给你们的。
Whole purpose of God.
啊，英文圣经里面呢是翻译神的旨意，但是神的目的，但是中文圣经我们这里是翻译神的旨意。
Not the part of bits and here, there and there. That's not what Paul taught.
啊，保罗他所传的不是一部分一部分一部分神的这个目的，乃是全部的。
The word translated into purpose is also translated into the will.
Yeah, in Chinese it is will. In Chinese,
yes, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
啊，这个神的目的哈，这个原文里面呢是有旨意的意思，所以我们中文翻译非常好哈。中文一翻译就是神的旨意哈。
Yes, Chinese is translated as a will.
是中文的翻译把原文翻译成神的旨意，但是在英文圣经里面呢，牧师的那本圣经呢是目的，神的目的。
But for the sake of the English speaking, look up the Romans 9:19.
我们再看罗马书九章十九节。
Which says, "You will say to me, then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will?"
这里说这样，你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？这里是同一个字哈，同一个原文的字。
This is the same word, bole. That is translated into the purpose or counsel or the will.
啊，这个原文的这个字呢，就是翻译成为可以说是神的目的、神的心意啊。
So Paul did not shrink back from teaching entire whole purpose, whole will of God.
这里保罗说，他说神的旨意我并没有一样。就是说没有一样是不传给你们的，我所传的是完完全全的是神的心意。
But though it might not be well accepted by people,
虽然可能当中所讲的有的人不能接受，
But he taught entire purpose will of God,
但是他把神的全个的心意、全个的旨意都讲出来。
See, you cannot teach what people want to hear.
你不能够单单传讲人家所喜欢听的。
But the whole will of God must be taught.
但是你要把神的整个的心意的事情都要完完全全的告诉大家，教导大家。
Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones says,To conceal the truth is as reprehensible and as damnable as to proclaim an utter heresy.
啊，这个 Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones 讲过这句话，他说，你如果把真理隐藏起来呢，是受责备的，受罚的，也是还有那个这个是，而且是隐藏真理是一种异端来的。
And that is why the effect of such teaching is that of a ravenous wolf. It is so pleasing.
所以呢，隐藏一部分的真理呢，就是就是等于说它是一种残暴的狼，而且是它是令人很喜欢这样听他讲的。
But it can lead men to destruction.
那么隐藏了一部分的真理呢，却是会领人去到毁灭的地步。
Because it has never confronted them with the holiness and the righteousness and the justice and the wrath of God.
因为隐藏了一部分的真理呢，为什么会把人带到毁灭的地步？因为他这种隐藏的真理是他们不会指责啊那些人关于圣洁、关于公义啊、关于神的愤怒，他从来不会指责那些人的。
See, when the missionary told me, Kobayashi-san, you are a sinner.
所以当那个宣教士跟我说啊、Kobayashi, 你是一个罪人哦。
That's my last name in Japanese.
这是我的姓。
And it's really disturbed me.
他说我是罪人，我就很不高兴了。
I consider myself a good boy.
我觉得我自己是一个很好的孩子。
I didn't cut the classes.
我没有说不上课，走逃课。
I didn't smoke or drink as other students were doing.
我也没有抽烟，没有喝酒，像我的同学都在做这些事情。
I was the captain of the sword fight club.
我是在那个击剑班上面，我是做队长的。
I didn't like the dishonest things.
我不喜欢那些不诚实的事情。
So why you call me a sinner?
为什么你叫我是你说我是罪人呢？
Do you want to hear that you are a sinner?
你愿意人家说你是一个罪人吗？
Nobody.
没有人喜欢听的。
You are bad.
你真的不好啊。
God doesn't like the sin.
神是不喜欢罪的。
But I'm glad that the missionary told me that I was lost without Christ. I was lost without Christ.
我很高兴这个宣教士对我说，如果我没有耶稣基督的话呢，我是一个迷途的羔羊。
And if I kept walking in that way, I will be end up in hell.
如果我继续走我原来的那个路的话呢，我就会，我的结局就是地狱了。
That didn't please my ears.
这对我的耳朵来看呢，来听呢，我是不高兴的。
But I'm glad that the missionary told me that.
但是我很高兴，因为这个宣教士这样对我说。
And that is the works of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的话语。
Let me illustrate that this way.
让我举一个例子。
Say, suppose if you have the love for a very primitive tribal people.
譬如说你心里面有一个爱护这些最原始的人。
And you want to introduce the electricity.
你想要把这个电介绍给这个原始的人，给他们去用电。
It can light and it can heat and bring the new way of life for them.
因为这个电呢，可以给他们有光，可以给他们有热气，也可以给他们有一种新的一种的生活方式。
So you teach them all the benefits it brings. This electricity that is benefit for them.
所以呢，你就教导他们所有这些电能够给他们的好处。
But as you know, the electricity is quite dangerous as well.
但是你要知道，电也有它危险的时候。
If you touch the live wires and the ground at the same time, it will kill you.
当你碰到那个通了的电的电线，还有那个地线的时候，一起的时候呢，你就会。你就会被击伤或者是击死的。
Isn't it right?
对不对呢？
So do you teach them that all the benefits it will bring only, or would you also teach them the dangers of this electricity?
所以当你教导他们关于电的好处的时候，你是不是单单告诉他们好处，而你不告诉他们这一个危险的事情呢？
So you have to teach whole things about the electricity.
所以你讲到电的时候，你要把电的所有的 这些事情都要告诉他们，对不对？
Otherwise, it'll be dangerous.
不然的话，就有很大的危险在里面了。
Let us look at the two major false teachings.
让我们现在来看一看，有两个这个错误的这个教导。
One is the liberalism.
第一个是叫做自由主义。
And the other, legalism.
第二个是叫做律法主义。
Let's look at the liberalism first.
我们先看自由主义。
Liberalism teaches so-called cheap grace.
自由主义者呢，他们那些人呢，教导的是叫做他们说恩典是很便宜的。
Well, we are under the grace, so anything would be okay.
他说我们因为是在恩典之下嘛，所以我们做什么都可以的。
No more teaching on repentance, the judgment, the wrath of God and hell, etc., etc.
所以呢，他们就不再教导我们是应该要悔改，我们是有审判的，我们是有地狱的，他们都不讲这些。
You become a Christian and the life will be go happy and no problems. You'll be prospered, that the Lord will give you the health and that life is so wonderful.
那么他们的教导就是说，你信了主以后呢，你的一切的生活都会非常的富裕啊，你不会有病的，你非常的健康，这些好的全部好的事情他告诉你。
Richard Niebuhr, who wrote the book A God in North America, summarizes liberal theology this way.
这个 Richard Niebuhr 这个人呢，他写了一本书，是叫做《在北美的这个基督徒哈》。他说他就基督徒所信的，他就总结以下所说的
：A God without wrath.Who brought men without sin into a kingdom without judgment through the ministrations of a Christ without a cross?
所以他说，现今在北美的自由主义者，他们所讲的就是这样。他说，他们所讲的这个神呢，是没有愤怒的神，啊，这个神没有愤怒的神，把一个没有罪的人。带到一个没有审判的国度里面去，那么这个没有怒气的神呢，是藉着一个没有十字架的耶稣基督的他的一种的病平的一种祭祝或者是宗教的事物来带人进入这个国度里面。
I do believe this is a very very good summary of liberalism.Let me read it again. A God without wrath, who brought men without sin into a kingdom without judgment through the ministrations of a Christ without cross.
我再讲一次啊，我觉得这个讲法是非常的对的。现在北美就是流行这样的基督教的说法，自由主义的基督教说法。他说是一个。没有怒气的神，他们所相信的，他带这个没有罪的人进到一个没有审判的国度里面，是透过一个没有十字架的耶稣基督他所做的宗教的事情。
Remember, the grace is the power to do what we ought to do, the power to do, please the Lord, power to obey. That is the power of grace.
我们要记得恩典是什么呢？恩典乃是一种力量，可以给我们来做神认为是对的事情，来顺服这个真理。
When the grace does not bring forth what God designed, it is not the grace of God.
当恩典不能给你带来做得到这个神所设计的事情的时候呢，这个就不是神的恩典。
The grace of God accomplishes what God intended.
神的恩典是把神想要做的事情能够成就在我们身上。
When we struggle with the sin within ourselves, we have no power to overcome that sin, but grace will.
但是当我们心里面是有罪的时候，我们单靠我们自己的力量是不能胜过这个罪的，唯有靠着神的恩典，我们才可以胜过罪。
So liberalism misinterprets the grace of God.
所以这些自由主义者呢，他们是对于神的恩典，他们是解释错误了。
Consequently, it misrepresents who God really is.
所以呢，结作下来，他们也是误解了这位神到底是怎么样的一位神。
Now let's look at the legalism.
第二种呢，第二种的人呢，就是这种叫做律法主义者。
Legalism says keeping the rituals and rules is the way to heaven.
这个律法主义者说的呢，他说你持守着教义，持守着律例呢，就是去天堂之路。
You must work hard to earn the heaven.
你要到天堂去，你一定要非常的努力才可以进去。
The basic picture, the principle of legalismis Christ plus works.
所以他们所提倡的就是说这个律法主义者提倡的就是基督还要加上你的工作才可以进天堂。
They say the grace is not enough. You have to add to your works.
他说恩典是不够的，你还要加上你个人的工作。
You must prove yourself to be accepted by God.
你要做，你要努力的去做，要证明你自己是被神所接纳的。
Christ is not enough.
单单靠基督耶稣是不够的。
You have to add your works to be accepted by God.
你还要加上你的工作，你才可以被神所接纳。
They don't believe in the grace alone, faith alone.
他们不相信单单是恩典，单单是我们的信心。
So the legalism also misrepresents who God really is.
所以这个律法主义者呢，他们也是误解了到底这位神是怎么样的一位神。
Now, let's look at why the false teachers are ravenous wolves.
好，我们现在来看一看为什么耶稣说这些假师傅、假的老师，他们是凶残的狼呢？
You know, the Pharisees were well-trained teachers.
你知道那些法利赛人，他们是被训练的非常好的一些老师。
But they were the ravenous wolves, the devouring sheep.
但是耶稣也说他们也是凶残的狼，也是要吞吃那些羊的。
Do you remember the Pharisees and the tax collector went up to the temple to pray?
你还记得有一段的经文，就是一个法利赛人跟一个税吏，他们去到圣殿里面去祷告。
Listen to the prayer of Pharisee.
那我们听一听这个法利赛人他的祷告是怎样的。
Luke says he didn't pray to God.
路加说他没有对神来祷告，
but was praying to himself.
这里他是对他自己祷告，中文是说他自言自语的祷告。
God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
他怎么说呢？他说神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人垃圾不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
Now don't laugh, I hope you see yourself in this prayer.
你不要笑啊，你可能看到你自己也在这个祷告里面。
Before you came to know the Lord, that is.
那就是在你还没有认识主以前，你可能也是这样的想法。
He was proud of himself and looking down on the other people.
这个法利赛人他是非常的骄傲，他自己非常的自傲，他就看不起别人。
Notice he labeled the other people swindlers.
啊，他给别人一个形容词，他形容这个人是一个欺诈人的人。
And this word swindler is a harpax. That is in the original.
这个欺骗人的人呢，在原文呢是叫做 harpax。
Yes, and the dictionary defines that the swindler this way, excessively grasping or covetous or living on prey.
那么在字典里面查出来呢，这个 swindler 这个欺诈人的人呢，他是过度的要抓住别人，而且呢他是很贪心的人，以猎物为主的人。
You know what?Pharisee, this Pharisee labeled other people as a swindler, harpax.
这个法利赛人他说别人说这个税吏是一个欺骗人的人，是一个 harpax.
And when Jesus said they are ravenous wolves, the word ravenous is the same word, the harpax.
那么耶稣呢，在这里说这些。假师傅呢，是他们是凶残的狼。这个凶残这个字呢，也是 harpax 来源的，它的本来的原文也是 harpax 的意思。
You see the ironies here?
你看到其中可笑的地方吗？
This Pharisee looked down on the other people.And said they are the harpax, swindlers, or ravenous.
这个法利赛人看不起这个税吏，他说他是欺骗人的人，是那个 harpax 啊，也是一个就是啊，一个凶残的人。
But they themselves were.Harpax, the ravenous swindlers.
所以其实他们自己就是一个欺骗人的人，是一个凶暴的狼。
Now they promoted the Judaism.
他们法利赛人呢，他们是很推广这个犹太教的。
And the converts to Judaism is called proselyte.
那么他们呢，常常要。要人信这个犹太教，那么他们就称呼这些反依犹太教的外邦人叫做 proselyte.
Listen to what Jesus said about the Pharisees in Matthew 23 verse 15.
请听一听，在马太福音23章15节，耶稣怎么来说到这些法利赛人。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees.Hypocrites, because you travel round on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走偏洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却使他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
See, they didn't know they themselves were the ravenous wolves.
因为法利赛人不知道他们自己本来就是凶残的狼。
And they convert people to make them worse than themselves.
他们引人入教，要比他们还要糟糕。
In other words, the ravenous wolves produce.Ravenous wolves.
换句话说，凶残的狼会生出另外一个凶残的狼。
They refused to go through the narrow gate and prevented the people from entering into the kingdom.
他们要人不要走这个窄门，他们也拦阻人进入天国。
Matthew 23 verse 13 says, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees!Hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in.
你们这假冒为善的 文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人你也不容他们进去。
Isn't it terrible? Thinking, hoping to end up in heaven and find himself in hell.
这个是不是一件很可怕的事情？你以为你要进到天国去，谁知道你是落在地狱当中。
They not only go to hell, but send many with them.
他们啊，这些师父不单是自己要去地狱里面，他们也是啊，送了很多人都进去。
And this is why they are ravenous wolves.
所以为什么这里耶稣说他们是凶残的狼？
And this is why Jesus warned us about.
所以这个就是为什么耶稣要警告我们要小心。
So please don't think those false teachings and false teachers were just a little things. No, no, it is a very, very serious entire teaching. The heaven is depend on it.
所以呢，不要以为这些假的教导、假的师父是小事情，哈，不是小的事情，我们一定要很小心。
We must be discerning.And watch what we hear.
我们一定要有分辨的能力，我们要小心我们所听的是什么。
I hope you get this message. It is not what I am saying. It is what Jesus is telling us.
我希望你能够明白这个信息，这个不是我所要说的，这个乃是耶稣在圣经里面教导我们。
And this is the reality of the works of the evil one.
这个是那位恶者，那个撒旦，他的工作。
Now let's look at the liability of false teachers.
现在我们要看一看这个假的这种老师他们的倾向是什么。
All this boils down to the misrepresenting God.
我们上面以上所讲的都是啊，这些假的教导呢，都是。他们误解了这位神是怎么样的一位神。
How do they misrepresent God?
他们怎么样的误解这位神呢？
The basic deception of false teachers is this.
一个主要的他们一个假师父主要的这个欺骗呢就是这样。
They don't accept God as holy.
主要的一点他们不能接受这位神是圣洁的神。
Do you remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were without the water a few days?
你还记得吗？当以色列子民他们离开埃及以后呢，他们呢有几天是没有水喝的。
And that happened the second time.
那么他们第二次也发生了没有水喝的。
People complained and Moses entreated God.
那么那些人就在抱怨这件事情。
That God commanded Moses to speak to the rock.
那么在第二次的时候，神要摩西对那个石头磐石讲话。
Remember first, he was commanded to strike the rock.
第一次呢，神是第一次没有水喝的时候，神是叫摩西呢打那个磐石。
But this time, God commanded Moses to speak to the rock.
但是这个第二次呢，神是要摩西对磐石讲话，不是打这个磐石。
But Moses was so upset and angry about these people complaining and so bitterly.
但是摩西呢，当时非常生气，因为这些人在埋怨他。
So what did Moses do?
所以摩西做了什么事情呢？
He struck the rock twice.
他就打了那个磐石两次。
Yes, water came out, but this was deliberate disobedience on Moses' part.
没错，那个水也出来了，但是呢，这个是表明摩西呢是不顺服神的话。
And that disobedience costed him the promised land.
因为他不顺服神的话呢，所以呢，他 他就不能进去
允
许之地。
Oh, what a severe punishment for such a little offense.
我们看起来好像是说摩西所犯的错只是小小的错，为什么有这么严厉的刑罚呢？
That's what we think, right?
这是我们想的，对不对？
Just a little mistake.
只是一点点的错误。
Or was it a little mistake?
或者是不是真的是一点点的错误？
If that is such a little mistake, why was such a severe punishment?
为什么如果只是一点点的错误，为什么有这么严重的刑罚呢？
This is what God said.
神就这样说。
Because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of sons of Israel. Therefore, you shall not.Bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.
耶和华对摩西亚伦说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领着会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
See, for the teachers to teach something God didn't say or changes what God said,It is the first is unbelief.
我们在这里看到，如果一个老师呢，他教导一些事情是神没有说过的，或者他改变了神所说的，那么就是第一，就是他就是不相信。
And it is not treating God as holy.
第二呢，就是他认为。他不认为这个神是圣洁的神。
And so we can say false teachers don't believe God and do not treat God as holy.
所以我们可以这样说，假师父他们不相信神，而且呢也不认为神是圣洁的。
In other words,
换句话说，
they don't believe God is trustworthy.
换句话说，他们不相信这位神是可信的。
They think God is lying.
他们认为这个神呢是讲骗话的神。
So they change and conceal what God said.
所以他们改变神所说的，或者是隐藏神所说的。
And those who accept what the false teachers teach, they fall into same predicament.
所以这些凡是接受这个假先知所说的呢，这些人呢，他们也是同样掉进同样的悲惨的状况。
How sad.
是多么的可怜。
Keep all these in mind and let's look at a context.
什么？我们谨记这些东西在心里面，然后呢，我们再看这个经文。
Jesus commanded to enter through the narrow gate.
主耶稣吩咐说，你们要进窄门。
For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Since the false teachers treat God as a liar, not trustworthy, they lead people to enter through wide gate and walk a wide way.
因为那些假的师父呢，他们对待神呢，觉得神是说谎言的神，他们就领人走过那些大的门，而且走上一个。
And so the people will not find the life God offers.
所以呢，那些人就找不到神所给他们的那个生命。
And this is the immediate context.
这个是我们立刻可以看到的不正确的的从那个经文里面看到。
And Jesus also taught the characteristics of the citizen of His kingdom, as we reviewed last week.
那么主耶稣也是。讲到这个在天国里面国民的这个特别的品德，像我们上个礼拜所温习的。
Again, they don't believe what God said. They believe God is lying, so they teach only things makes people feel happy, good about themselves.
再一次，这些假师父呢，他们也不相信神所讲的话，所以呢，他们就对众人所讲的他的教导呢，就是要使人觉得很好的，觉得他们自己很好的。
They teach what is acceptable.
他所教导的是人所能够容易接受的。
They teach what makes people feel happy.
他所教导的是令人觉得很高兴、很快乐。
They try to encourage to adopt the world, the culture.
他教导人要接受这个世界，要接受这种的文化。
Rather than to bring a Christian culture to the world, they invite the world culture into the church.
他们不会把基督的这种的文化带到社会上，而且的相反，把社会的这种的文化带到基督徒的。
They don't touch on the righteousness, sin, the persecution, turn your cheeks, love your enemies, etc., etc. They don't teach those things.
他们也不会教导一些公义、罪恶、逼迫、转你的脸给别人打，或者是爱你的敌人这些事情。
If the teacher does not teach whole purpose, entire will of the king of the kingdom, watch out.
所以当一个老师呢，他没有教导天国里面的神的心意或者神的目的全部的教导的话，你就要很小心。
He is not a teacher sent by God.
他不是由神差遣来的老师。
You tell your unbelieving friends.
如果你告诉你一些不信主的朋友。
Your heavenly Father offers what Jesus prescribed in the Sermon on the Mount.
你告诉他们，我们的天父呢，是会给这些耶稣所讲的，在登山宝训里面所说的事情。
Tell him to enter through the narrow gate.
然后告诉他你要进窄门。
Love your enemies.
然后爱你的敌人。
Turn your cheeks, other cheeks.
转你的另外一个脸。
If the one forces you to go 1 mile, go a second mile.
人强迫你走一里路，你要跟他一起走两里路。
You must be happy when you are being persecuted.
当你被逼迫的时候，你要快乐。
Do you think your friend will accept that?
你想你的朋友会接受吗？
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to start going to church.
他们会说，哎呀，这样真好，我会去教会了。
Oh, this is a wonderful news. I'm going to start reading the Bible.
这个是很好的消息，我会开始念圣经了。
I don't believe so.
我是不相信。
Unless the Holy Spiritconvicts him of sin and make him realize his status before holy God.
除非圣灵在他的心里面催逼他告诉他是有罪，要他明白他在圣洁的神面前他的状况是怎么样的。
This is why we cannot save anyone.
所以呢，我们是不可以拯救任何人的。
It is only the works of the Holy Spirit.
所以只有圣灵的工作才可以做得到。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was the initial message.
耶稣最基本的信息就是说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
How do we know the false teachers?
那么我们怎么能够知道
鉴别出来？ That is in verses 16 to 20.
我们怎么知道那个假的师父呢？就是在十六节到。
We will know them by their fruits.
我们是被他们的果子认出来。
And the fruits will be known by the tree.
那个果子就也是由那棵树可以认出来。
Matthew 12:33 says, "Either make the tree good and its fruits good, or make the tree bad and its fruits bad."For the tree is known by its fruit.
马太这里说，你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。
Here Jesus makes the two illustrations.
这里主耶稣用两个树的例子。
Two trees, good and bad.
两个树，一个好树，一个坏树。
Good tree cannot produce bad fruit.
一个好树不会生出一个坏的果子。
Bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
坏的树也不能产生好的果子。
In other words, the transformed heart, person who owns, possesses the transformed heart, cannot produce the bad fruit.
换句话说，一个改变了的一个心，一个人有一个改变的心呢，就不能生出坏的果子。
Sinful heart cannot produce good fruit.
但是一个有罪的还没有改变的一个心呢，就不能生出好的果子。
Titus warns in Titus 1:16, they profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny Him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed.
他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的。是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
It is impossible for the tree to produce fruit against its nature.
所以呢，一棵树呢，它所生的果子呢，是不会违背它自己的天性的。
We must know the truth to discern untruth.
所以我们一定要先明白真理，才可以把那些不是真理的东西分辨出来。
We must have a discerning eye to see the fruit of the false teachers.
我们也要有一个会分辨的一个眼睛，来看出来那些假的老师的的果子。
Does his life reflect what he teaches?
他的生命是不是反映出来他所教导的？
Does his life bear fruit of what he teaches?
他有没有长出那些果子是他所教导的呢？
Jesus commanded us to be aware.
主耶稣在这里命令我们要小心。
Greek dictionary defines this beware this way.
在希腊的字典里面就解释这个小心是什么意思。
To be in a continuous state of readiness to learn of any future danger, need or error, and to respond appropriately, to pay attention to keep on lookout for, to be alert for, to be on one's guard against.
好，这里呢就是解释这个小心两个字哈，要在一种继续准备的状态来学习任何将来有的危险、需要或者是错误啊。你要同时呢，你要对这些呢以上所说的呢要有适当的反应。反应呢就是要留意，要继续的守望，要警醒的防备。
The transformed heart produces good fruit.
一个改变了的心是会生出好的果子出来。
Because it is a work of God.
因为是神的工作。
Let us beware.
让我们要。
A commentator Tasker says this.
有一个解经家 Tasker 又讲了一下的。
The man whose faith in Christ is wholehearted.Can and will build on that faith an efficacy of Christian character.
如果一个人在基督里的信心是全心全意的话，就能在这个全心全意的信心上面建立一个大的基督徒的品格。
Which will weather the storms of misunderstanding and disappointment.Of cynicism and doubt, of suffering and persecution, when they threaten to overwhelm him.
那么，这个基督徒的品格呢，就可以防守那个误解和失望的风暴，又可以防守无耻的、怀疑的、受苦的、逼迫的风暴。当这些风暴大到要压倒他的时候。
This is what God does for us.
这个是神为我们所做的。
In spite of the circumstances,
无论你的处境是怎么样
we can keep bearing the good fruit
我们可以继续的、能够生出好的果子出来
Yes, when the difficulty of life, the kingdom living overwhelms us
是的当我们生命当中有困难的时候、好像这个果度的这种的、生活好像、压倒我们的时候
Yet the transformed heart will continue to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
但是当我们有一个改变的心的话呢，我们就会继续的有圣灵的果子。
And that is the difference between good and bad trees.
这个就是好树跟坏树的分别。
False and true.
这个也是啊，假的师父和真正的师父的分别。
False teachers and true teachers.
就是假的师父或者是真是真的师父。
Thank God, we are protected by the power of the King.
是感谢主，我们是被这位天国的君王的权柄能力所保护的。
As we celebrate the Lord's Supper, let us remember.
当我们现在要来纪念、主的圣餐的时候我们要记得
What the Peter by the Holy Spirit prescribed in the second Peter of first Peter 1:5-7、
彼得在圣灵的感动之下写了彼得前书第一章五到七节
Who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此，你们是大有喜乐。但如今，在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
阿门。
阿门。
50 years is a long time.
50年是一个很久的时间。
But God has a power to keep the souls He saves.
但是神有能力来保守他所拯救的灵魂。
So let us pursue Him.
让我们继续的追求他。
So with that thought, let us partake the Lord's Supper with thanksgiving.
有这种的想法的时候，我们继续的来来纪念。主的晚餐。
Those who are assisting, please come forward.